today's daf is Chul and Daf Tzadi Tes. We left off on Daf Tzadi Chesam Beis at Rava Omar. Just a few lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and his children. We thank him very, very much for the sponsorship. And again, anyone who would like to sponsor a Daf Yomi Shir, the email address is dafsponsor@bknw.org, as in Base Knesset North Woodmere.org, and we appreciate the sponsorships very, very much. So we are holding again at Daf Tzadi Chesam Beis. We're in the middle of discussing, the Gemara is going through three different explanations of one line that appeared in a Braisa, where the Braisa said, Zehu heter abo mechlal iser, that there's something about the Zroa B'Sheila of the El Nazir, the cooking of the Zroa, which is going to have to go to the Kohen, and is usher for a Zar to eat, together with the rest of the El Nazir, that is a heter abo mechlal iser, that is uniquely mutter, and is a chiddush that it's mutter. So we're going to have three different interpretations in total as to what exactly the great chiddush is that the Zroa B'Sheila is mutter. One of them we went through already yesterday, that Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino zeinu batil, that over here, even though it's min b'mino, it's batil. The second one we're going to see right now with Rava is going to be about tam ki'ikr. The third one is going to be about makom achatach, that the place where you cut something, that very location is going to have a different halacha here than it would by other usher things that are cut out of mutter things. So that's going to be the first issue. Three different interpretations, including a discussion of tam ki'ikr. Then the Gemara is going to go back to question a shita that we mentioned yesterday. We mentioned that according to one shita, it is not shishim that's required to be mevatel kol yisurim shabbat Torah, but it is meya that's required to be mevatel kol yisurim shabbat Torah. We're going to question whether that could possibly be true, that Meya is necessary in order to be Mevatel in Isser. Primarily, we're going to question based on the Mishnah in Maseches Trumos. And then, about halfway down on Mid-Beis, we're going to get into the issue of Yesh Begidin B'Nosein Tam or Ein Begidin B'Nosein Tam. Our Mishnah assumed that when a Gid is cooked with other things, it has the capacity to Asur those other things. So the Gemara is going to point out that assumes that it gives Tam to other things, but maybe Ein Begidin B'Nosein Tam, maybe a Gid in fact does not give Tam. And then the Gemara is going to discuss at the very, very end, we'll see if we get to it, why it is that a Gid Anasha is not Batal Barov. If you mix up a Gid Anasha with a few other Gidin, why is it that we don't just say chad betray batel, that it's batel barov, and instead we assume that all of the gidin in that taroves are usher? That was explicit in the Mishnah. Okay, so now two lines from the bottom of the page, Tzadi Chesam Beit. Again, we're trying to explain the line in the Braisa that spoke about the cooking of the El Nazir with the Zroa B'Sheila in it, or at least next to it, in Machlokas Tanaim, but that it describes it as a heter haba michlal iser. So Rava Amar lo nitzucha ella letam ki'ikr. Debekat shem aser, kamash mlan da hachashari. That the Bryce is coming to tell us the din of tam ki'ikr. That the is when something that's aser gives tam, not mamashlus, just tam, just flavor, into something that's mutter, we view that tam as if it is the very iser. So I could be eating a kosher food that has imbibed the tam of non-kosher food. When I eat that kosher food, it's ki'ilu I'm eating the non-kosher food, even though the non-kosher food is not there. When it comes to Dine Kachem in general, something that's mutter, that was mekabel tam from Isser, is problematic, and therefore you would imagine cooking a Zroa B'Sheila in the El Nazir, when the Zroa B'Sheila is usher to a non-Kohen, it's usher to a Zar. So when I eat the rest of the El Nazir, I'm eating the tam of the Zroa B'Sheila, it should be usher. So Kamashulan Da'achashari, that's why it's telling us that over here it's mutter, that a Zar is allowed to eat the rest of the El Nazir, even though it has some of the tam of the Zroa, which is only mutter to Kohanim. But you can't learn from here to the rest of Kachim, meaning the rest of Kachim, we say the tam kikr is going to be problematic. However, what Rav is suggesting is, when it comes to Chulin, you can learn from here, because by Chulin, there is no principle of tam ki'ikr min HaTorah. By Chulin, we assume that there's no such din of tam ki'ikr, so we can learn the din from Zroa B'Sheila, that just like Zroa B'Sheila is batel either b'shishim or b'meya, two possibilities, so too, by Chulin, the prohibited tam is going to be batel either b'shishim or bimeya. So before we move on from that, a couple of very important points. First of all, the Ramban writes that the whole idea of tam ki ikar is that you don't have the goof of the iser mixed into the heter. It's not that a piece of chazer gets mixed into my chalent and I can't find it. It's that a piece of chazer fell into my chalent, cooked with my chalent, gave time into my chalent, then I found it and I removed it from my chalent. So the only thing that's left in the chalent is the time that the chazer left behind. The example that's given, because that's the example that the Gemara gives elsewhere when it discusses tam ki ikar, is in Maseches Nazir, is if you have grapes that you soak in water and they give time of yayin into the water. That water is usur for a nazir, even though there's no actual wine. It was just grapes that were soaking in that water. Because how do I know there's no actual wine? The grapes have every bit of volume they had before they went into the water. It was just the flavor that came out of the grapes. Or even if you're going to say that there is some wine in the water, but it's so tiny that it wouldn't doesn't even change the look of the water. The water still looks like water. Still, the water is going to be asr midin tam ki ikar. So the Ramban points out that even though it's asr min haTorah for the nazir to drink that water that has tam of grapes, but he says a chiddush as far as the chiv malkus. He has to taste it first, and if there's tam, it's ki'ilu, or revius of yayin mamish is mixed in. The chayv is the nazir's chayv malkus on drinking that water only if he drinks the entire mayim in the amount of time that it takes to drink a shtiyas revius. Meaning, if there's actually a revius of yayin in there, then he's only going to be chayv malkus if he actually drinks the full revius of yayin in the amount of time that it takes to drink a revius. He's not going to be chayv when he drinks a revius of that mayim. That is not, we don't say that the heter is ne'pach li'isr. Even though tam ki'ikr, the heter, the water, does not turn into yayin. That's Ramban's shita. That the din of tam ki'ikr does not turn the heter into isr. It's only mechadesh that a tarovis of tam from the isr is considered a tarovis of the isr itself. So the sheer, so we view the water as if it has yayin in it, but we don't view, you don't get malchus on it unless you drink a sheer revius from the tam of yayin within the amount of time that it takes to drink a sheer revius. However, the Rush says not that way. The Rush in Sim Lamed Aleph quotes, he says, "Upirush Rabbeinu Tam, the tam ki ikur b'min she'eno mino da'oraisa, the kivan she'nos ne'isur tam beheter." Nepach kulo lios iser velokin love bekazayas kiilu ava kulo iser. Says the Rush, once there's tam of the iser in the heter, the entire thing becomes iser, and you're chayiv for eating a kazayas of that taroves. That tam ki ikar is that the heter that had iser come into it becomes the gufa iser, and you're chayiv for each kazayas of the taroves as if you ate a kazayas of the iser itself. And then the Rush says, and we could say this l'kula also. Tam ki ikar is not only a din that we say l'chumra, we could say it l'kula. How do you say it l'kula? So he says, let's say you have a little bit of chitin that gets mixed in with dough that's mostly a rice dough. But now you could taste the chitin in the dough, and you make matzos from that dough, you yotzei yuchiv on Pesach. Ah, you're not yotzei with rice matzah on Pesach. Rice is not one of the five grains. But once the chitim give tam into the rice dough, it's viewed as if it's all isas chitim. The entire thing becomes a wheat dough, and then you're chayiv. So this is a fundamental machlokas between Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam. How to understand tam kicker? Does tam kicker actually turn the heter into iser? A second point that's important to make over here is just more local to our Gemara. So what do we say? You cook the zrah b'shela together with the rest of the el nazir, and normally we would say by regular kachim we would say, oh, that's highly problematic because the zrah b'shela is giving tam into the rest of the carbon. Well, but over here it's fine. Over here we're not worried about the tam that it's giving. But wait a second. Didn't we say, isn't the whole point of this entire sugya that there is shishim or meya, that there's bittul over here? So what are you talking about tam? I thought there is no tam when you have shishim or meya. Can I get the little bit? So Tosfos is very bothered by this Gemara. I mean, this is the way Rashi understood the Gemara, that lo nitzcha elo latam ki ikr de bekat shemaser is where it's no same tam. Tosfos points out, what do you mean? There's shishim, there's meya. So there shouldn't be any tam of the zroa in the aisle. So Tosfos says it must be that we're talking about tam koldehu, that any time a mashahu of the Yisr Kodshim gets mixed in with something else, it makes it even just b'mashahu. And that's what the Tana of the Brice is telling us, that that Zerah B'Sheila, the din is not that way. That once the Zerah B'Sheila is batel b'shishim or b'meya of the ayil, then it's not going to aserit lazarim, and in that way it's heter haba mechlal iser. So that's how Tosfos interprets Shitas Rashi, that what we must be talking about is that the special heter of Zerah B'Sheila is that normally by kachim, even when it is batel b'shishim or b'meya, it's going to be problematic because of that tam mashahu, and by Zerah B'Sheila the tam mashahu is not going to be a problem. So Tosfos has two problems with that interpretation of Rashi. First of all, once he explains tam ki'ikr over here to not really be about tam ki'ikr, it's really about this tam mashu, this tam kol shu, that would normally have the capacity to aser for kachim, why does Rava then need to say that we don't hold of tam ki'ikr by chulin on the daraisa level? Even if you did hold of tam ki'ikr by chulin on the daraisa level, you wouldn't hold of tam mashu b'chulin, which is enough to draw the distinction over here. Furthermore, there are many places in Shas where it seems that there's mashu does not have the capacity to aser kachim, and Tosfos quotes a whole bunch of those places. So Tosfos has a different explanation of Rava's whole chiddush over here, that there's no chiluk between the din of bittul of kachim to the din of bittul that you have by chulin. By both of them, we say tam ki ikr min haTorah, that if the tam is nikr in the iser, in a heter, the tam of the iser is nikr, that it is not batel, and therefore you need shishim, you need mea. That which he said, Rava says over here, bekachim aser, he does not mean to say only b'kachim and not b'chulin. No, this sugya is talking about Zerah B'Sheila, which is kachim, so it uses the lashon of b'kachim aser, but it's chulin as well. Aitel says, what do you mean heter haba mechlal iser? Once there's shishim or there's mea connected to Zerah, the time of the iser is ready in this batel, even by other iserim in the Torah, the din would be that it would be batel. So that's what Tosfos suggests, that the Torah's matya to be mevashel the Zerah together with the ayil, however it may be, even in a circumstance where you're not going to have the shishim. Sometimes the Zerah with some of the ayil is outside of the rotav, and the rest of it is in the rotav, where it's not nispashet evenly through the time of the Zerah, it's not nispashet evenly throughout the entire ayil. So even in those circumstances, that's the heter above the chalis, that even in those circumstances, the ayil is mutar b'achila for zarim, even though it doesn't have the shishim or the mea. Okay, so says the Gemara further, okay, now that I have this din that's taught to me by Zerah B'Sheila, apparently, that we don't say tam ki'ikr v'ligmar mineh. Why don't we learn from Zerah B'Sheila to all other kachim, like Nosar or Pigal, that even if there's tam, that it should be batel b'shishim or b'meah. So says Gemara, goli rachmana gabichatas, kol asher yiga b'vsara yikdash. No, the Torah has a different place where we learn the normal din from, and that is by Korban Chatos. Korban Chatos says any food or korban that touches the Korban Chatos and is boleya from the Korban Chatos, lios kamoa, it becomes like a chatos. She'im psula, if the chatos is pasul, ti pasul. Someone who, that which touches it becomes pasul as well. Vi'im ksheira, if the chatos is kasher, te'ochel k'chomer sheba. That which touches the chatos has to be eaten with all of the chumras of a chatos. So if let's say it's a carbon shlamim that's boleya from the chatas, you now have to eat that carbon shlamim only within the time frame that you're allowed to eat the carbon chatas, only by those people who are eligible to eat the carbon chatas, namely zichrei kuhuna, and only in those locations that you're allowed to eat the carbon chatas, namely lifnim min haklayim. You don't get to eat it in all of Yerushalayim. So you see that when kachim is nosein tam, in other kachim, we view that tam as if it is the gufa iser. Now we're treating this carbon shlamim like a Korban Chatos, it is not batel. So you can't learn the din of kachim from Zerah B'Sheila that it's batel b'shishim or b'meya, because we see by Korban Chatos that it's not batel. So it says Gemara, okay, but amai chazit gamrin mehei chligmer mehei. Meaning essentially what you have over here is two sources. You have El Nazir to tell me that it should be batel, and you have Chatos tell me it should not be batel. So why is the default position to learn from Chatos and not to learn from the El Nazir? So it says Gemara, well, we've already discussed that yesterday, chiddush u'mi chiddush lo gamrinan. The whole din of El Nazir is a chiddush because the Torah tells you to even didn't do it l'chadchila. And from something that's a chiddush, we cannot learn to other areas of halacha. Because it could be that just like the Torah's mekel as an extra kula by Zerah B'Sheila, that you're allowed to be mevatal l'yisur l'chadchila, so too, it's an extra kula that there's such a din called bittul by the Zerah B'Sheila. But that's not a kula that applies equally to other kachim. And that's why we prefer learning from chatas. Now, in general, even the Gemara's question, my chazis to gamrin mehei, chligim remehai, the Rishonim point out, doesn't seem like a super strong question, because in general, whenever you have two options, to learn from one place or learn from another place, right? The rule is l'chumra makshinan, l'kulalo makshinan. We always choose the chumra. So over here, shouldn't it be natural that we're going to learn from chatas and that we're not going to learn from Zerah B'Sheila? Zerah B'Sheila is a kula, that it can become batel. Chatas is the chumra, that it can't become batel. So you would imagine that it makes sense that we would learn from chatas. So Tosos is already bothered by this question. Tosos on Sadi Chesem Beis, Dibra Maschel Mai is already bothered by this question. So he says it could be that we're over here, we can learn from Zerah B'Sheila Lahakel because there's no hechrich to learn from Chatas the din of Tam Ke'ikr. We can learn from there that Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. But Tam Ke'ikr is an additional Kiddush that we don't have to, meaning there is something to learn from Chatas even if we don't learn this din from Chatas, and therefore it's not leaving Chatas on empty. The Ritva suggests that the Gemara means to say that we can learn from both Chatas and Zerah B'Sheila, and it's not a stira at all. That from Chatas we can learn the din of Tam Ke'ikr, and that's talking about where there isn't where it's chad betray batel, where it's a 1-2 ratio. From Zerah B'Sheila we learn that if an iser is mixed with shishim or mea of heter, that we don't look at the time of the iser, we allow it to become batel in mea or shishim, even if it still does give tam. That's not necessarily a stira to what we're learning from Chatas. So that's what we're saying. Why not learn from both? We're not saying to not learn from Chatas. We're saying to modify what we learn from Chatas. Don't learn from Chatas that there's no din of bittel. Just learn from Chatas tam ki'ikr. So it comes along with the Gemara. No, but I can't learn anything from Zerah B'Sheila because it's a chiddush. Says the Gemara, oh yeah, if it's such a chiddush, ihachi lemeya v'shishim nami lo ligmar, then how can we learn from Zerah B'Sheila that there's a din by chulin that things can be batel b'shishim, things can be batel b'meya? It could be that was a special kula by Zerah B'Sheila. So says Gemara, atu anan l'kula kagamrinan. You think we're learning a kula from Zerah B'Sheila? No, l'chumra kagamrinan. If I'm going to tell you that shari surim, that by regular chulin, by a regular isur, you require shishim, or you require meya in order to be mvatel, you think that's a kula? What would you have thought had I not told you that? So d'midaraisa beruba batel minatara, you would have thought, I don't need shishim, rov of heter is good enough, even if there's an insinus tam. Comes along Zerah B'Sheila and tells us to be machmir, that rov is not enough. You need shishim, you need meya. So since it's a chumra, that you can learn from Zerah B'Sheila, because now the chiddush of Zerah B'Sheila turns this into a kal v'chomer, that even though the Torah is so mekel by Zerah B'Sheila, that it even allows you to be mevatel isvil chadchila, still it's going to require shishim or meya to be mevatel. So where you're not allowed to be mevatel isvil chadchila by kol haTorah kula, so you should definitely require at least shishim or meya to be mevatel, and not suffice with rov. So that was all Rava. That was the Tam Ke'ikr discussion. That was Rava's understanding of that line by Zerah B'Sheila, that Zehu Heter Abba Mechlal Iser. Now the Gemara moves on to the third approach to what that line means, Zehu Heter Abba Mechlal Iser. Ravina Amar L'Nitzucha Ela L'Makom Chatoch. Da Amar Makom Chatoch B'Alma Aser V'Hach Hashari. The Bryce is coming to tell me that what we don't learn from Zerah B'Sheila is about the spot where you cut out the Isser from the Heter. Normally we say, the Gemara had said earlier on Daf Samaches, that wherever you separate the Heter from the Isser, that spot where you made the cut is Asr Ba'achila. But over here, where you cut out the Zroa from the rest of the animal, it's going to be Mutar Ba'achila, for Zarim, even for non-Kohanim. So in that sense, we do not learn from Zerah B'Sheila to other Isurim. But as far as being Batal, B'Meya, B'Shishim, yeah, that we do learn from Zerah B'Sheila. So now the Gemara asks, going back to this entire issue of being Mevatal B'Meya, now that we've organized all of our three Shitos as to what exactly it is that makes Zerah B'Sheila unique fine. But we had suggested that there are two possibilities, two shitos. In yesterday's daf, we suggested two shitos of what ratio you need to be mevatel something. What exactly do we learn from Zerah B'Sheila? Is it shishim or is it meya? So the Gemara now attacks the shita that holds meya. Yasser Rav Dimi, v'kamer lalash maita. Rav Dimi was saying this halacha, that all Yisurim Shabbatorah, you require meya in order to be mevatel them. Amalei Abaye, the Kol Yisurim Shabbatorah, b'meya, is that true? That you need meya for all Yisurim in the Torah? V'atnan, but there's a Mishnah, Meseches Arla, that says as follows, Lama amru kalamachamit, umetabel, umedameya, lahachmir min umino, that why is it, not why, but with lima, it's not lama, lima amru, l'gabe which halachos do we say, that a chulin dough that gets, that becomes fermented through truma yeast, or you spice up a tavshil of chulin with truma spices, or you mix in chulin and truma together, when do we say that that tarovus is going to be lahachmir, that we have to treat it with all the chumras of truma? That's when it's a tarovus of min bimino. You mix truma and chulin with min bimino, then we're always going to be machmir. The Mishnah goes on to say, lahakel, and when do we say lahakel ulahachmir, that the tarovus is lahakel and sometimes lahachmir, that it's not an absolute chumra? That's min v'she'eno mino. When the truma is not the same min as the chulin, then it's going to be iffy. Then maybe yeah, maybe no. Sometimes we're going to be machmir, sometimes we're going to be mekil. The katani seifa, and the seifa, now you can't have a more cryptic line than the line that we just read, so the seifa has to elaborate and explain what exactly are you talking about. That whenever it's min b'mino, we're automatically machmir by mixtures of truma and chulin. When it's min b'sheino mino, there's a question we need to ask. What do you mean? What question do we need to ask? When is it lachal? When is it lachmir? Lahakal lachmir min v'sheino mino ketzad. What do you mean that it's sometimes lachal, sometimes lachmir? When? Grease in shenis bashlu im adashim. Let's say you have grease of truma that are cooked together with adashim of chulin. Im yeshben v'nosin tam. If the greasim give tam in the adashim, bein yeshben and lahalos b'meya ve'echad, whether the adashim have enough of 100 to 1 ratio, the adashim is meya ve'echad times kineged the grisim, bein ein lem lahalos meya ve'echad, or whether they don't have 101 times kineged the grisim, aser, because the tam is still there. As long as the tam is there, it's not going to be batel. That's an example where we are lahachmir. But if the time of the grisim is not discernible in the adashim, then bein sheyesh ben la'alos me'avechad, bein ein ben la'alos me'avechad, mutter. I don't care what ratio you have. You can have 101, you cannot have 101. It's going to be mutter anyway. So you see from this Mishnah that when you have a tarovus of min, b'she'eno mino, ein ben la'alos me'avechad, even if you don't have 101, the truma is still going to be batel as long as it doesn't give tam in the chulin. So what's the ratio then? If it's not 101, what is it that's going to allow for the bittel? Lav b'shishim? Isn't it telling us that shishim of chulin is enough? And therefore we should be able to learn from there to Kol Yisurim Shabbatorah, that when the isser is not nosin tam in the heter, it's bottled b'shishim and you don't need meya. As long as it's not actually nosin tam, you're not going to require meya. Shishim will suffice. So, we're not saying shishim will suffice. B'meya, we're saying that meya would suffice. That even if the chulin doesn't have meya ve'echad keneged the truma, but it only has meya keneged the truma, then it's going to be mevatelit. Fact the Gemara, come on. Vami deresha b'meya havi. The resha, the Mishnah that was talking about bittel of min b'mino, we said that it's enough that there's meya shel chulin keneged the truma when the truma doesn't give tam in the chulin. So seifa b'shishim, doesn't that make sense then that the seifa that talks about a bittel of min b'sheino mino should be talking about shishim of chulin keneged the truma? And that's the very difference between the resha and the seifa, because the Mishnah is trying to tell us, you know, one basic yisod, and that is min b'mino is more chamor than min b'sheino mino. So if the case of min b'mino meya suffices, there's no way that in the case of min b'sheino mino, which is supposed to be more kal, that meya is going to be your number. It doesn't make sense. And now Abai explains, where do we see in the resha that we're talking about meya? The katani resha. Because the resha over there says that explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah explains this din of lahachmir minu mino, that we say that we're machmir when it's tarav, so minu mino ketzad. What does that mean? That whenever it's minu mino, we're always machmir. Sa'or shel chitin shenafal li'isas chitin, you have truma yeast that falls into a chulin dough. V'yesh bo kedei l'chametz, and the yeast is able to be machmitz the dough. Bein yesh bo kedei la'alos me've'echad, u'bein ein bo kedei la'alos me've'echad, whether you have 101-to-1 ratio of chulin keneged that truma, aser. It's still going to be aser because the sa'ar gives tam into that chulin dough. Ein bo la'alos me've'echad, if you don't have 101-to-1 ratio, bein sheyesh bo kedei l'chametz, bein ein bo kedei l'chametz aser. If you don't have that 101-to-1 ratio, then even if the truma yeast is not enough to be machmetz the dough, it's still going to be aser. Because in order to be matir the dough, you need two qualifications. Meaning, I want to know, is this chulin dough that truma yeast fell into, is it mutter? So I have to ask two questions. I need two qualities in order to make it mutter. One, that that there's no tam of the sa'or in the isa. And two, that there's mea ve'echad keneged the sa'ar of truma. There's mea ve'echad of chulin keneged the truma. So even when the sa'ar apparently is not no Saint Tam in the Isa, you still need mea ve'echad. And that's the chumra of min b'mino. Because in the tarovs of min b'she'eno mino, you don't need mea ve'echad keneged the truma, if the truma is not nosing tam in the chulin. So Abaye assumes what the Mishnah means to say is that if it's not able to be machmetz the dough, then by chulin, you don't need mea ve'echad, you only need mea. And it's 100 of chulin keneged the one of truma, that's going to be enough to be mevatel. So that's why Abaye is asking on Rav Dimi, according to you, that the seifa is also, that the seifa that's talking about a tarov zamin b'she'eno mino also requires mea, so resha v'seifa b'mea, both by min b'mino and by min v'sheino mino, you need mea? That doesn't make any sense. The whole point of the Mishnah was to say that we're more machmir by min b'mino. So what you have to say is that the resha was talking about the tarovs of min b'mino needs mea keneged the truma. The seifa, which is talking about min v'sheino mino, shishim would be good enough keneged the truma. So, and therefore you could learn l'kol yisurim shebetorah that shishim is enough. You should not need mea in general, in Kala Torah Kula. And therefore, this is all Akasha on the Shita that we learned yesterday, that said that we learned from Zerah B'Sheila that you always need Meya to be Mevatali Surim. So Rav Dimi responds, lo, you're misinterpreting. Reisha B'Meya V'Chad, Seifa B'Meya. The Reisha that talks about Min B'Mino, the Truma is only Batel in 101-to-1. The Seifa that talks about a Tarovis of Min B'Sheino Mino, the Truma is Batel in 100-to-1. And that's the entire chumra. Meaning, when we said we're so much more machmir by min v'mino than we are by min b'sheino mino, it's that min v'mino requires 101-to-1 ratio, and min b'sheino mino only requires a 100-to-1 ratio. So Abaye asks Rav Dimi, according to you, the ratio is talking about that there's mea v'chad keneged the truma of chulin keneged the truma, and still the sa'ar is not batal in the isa unless it also is not machmitz the isa. That even with 101-to-1 ratio, you still it could still aser if the truma is enough to cause chimutz. V'chi yesh bo kedei l'chametz b'mei v'chad amai lo batel. Why is that? If it already has 101-to-1 ratio, why isn't it batel in the chulin? Do you ever have something that gives such a strong tam that it's even recognizable in 101-to-1 ratio? So ishtik. Rav Dimi was quiet, didn't know how to answer that kasha. So amalei, dilma shayni sar d'chimutz kasha. So Abaye says, let me help you out. Maybe the answer to my kasha is that sa'ar is a very powerful thing. It has a very strong tam, and it has the ability to affect the dough, even though it's 101-to-1 ratio, and therefore it's going to be no sin tam, even when it's 101-to-1. Amrlei, so Rav Dimi said to Abaye, you know, at kartan milsa da amr Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina. You reminded me of something that Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina said that's important and relevant. Lo kalashir and shavin. Not all foods are equal in the amount in the amount required to be nosing tam into the other. Sharei tzir shiuro karav l'masayim. When it comes to fish brine, it's such a strong tasting food that the shear is close to 200 in order to be mvatel the strong tam of the seer. And it's not like other yisurim that are batel b'shishim. It's not because there's a mission in the 10th parak of Masechet Shumos. Dog tame tsiro aser. If you have a non-kosher fish, the tsir of that fish is aser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, revius b'sasayim. How much will aser taroves? One revius of tsir of non-kosher fish in sasayim of tsir of kosher fish. And what's the ratio of that? A revius b'sasayim. Sasayim is close to 200 revi'ios. So we learn from there that not all the shiurim are the same. There are certain isurim that are no same time, even with a very large shiur of heter, and therefore the same could be true by sa'ar. That maybe it's no same time in the isa, even if there's me'a ve'echad keneged the truma. So now the Gemara asks, how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that seer of a non-kosher fish is batel in seer of a kosher fish? This is Rabbi Yehuda. V'am Rabbi Yehuda, min v'mino lo batel. Rabbi Yehuda holds min v'mino is never batel. So there shouldn't be any sort of bitel over here. Tosfos raises the question, there should be a simple answer, and that is hadidei hadarabei, meaning the other memros that seer, the memra rather, that seer of dag tame is batel, but sasayim, Rabbi Yehuda said on his own. The idea of min v'mino in a batel, we always have Rabbi Yehuda saying the name of Rabbi Gamliel. That's what the Gemara says in Masech HaZvachim. So Tosfos says, over here we have a better answer, meaning we even though that may be true, that the big sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, min v'mino in a batel, is only Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Gamliel, but we have another answer to logically explain why seer is different. Says Gemara, shiny seer, tzir is different because it's not really from the basar of the non-kosher fish, it's from the moisture that oozes from the non-kosher fish, and therefore it's only an isur midrabanan. So Rabbi Yehuda is not going to be machmir that there's no bittel. He'll say there is bittel, it just takes a lot to be mevatalit. You have to, it's going to take masayim in order to be mevatalit. Good. Ketzad Misharina. Now the Mishnah had said that how do we measure the tam that the gid gives into the surrounding meat? So we said we view it like basar with lefes. You have to imagine that the gid was basar and the meat around it, or the other way around, that the gid is lefes and the basar around it is basar. I don't remember which way it was. But the gid was basar, and the meat around it is lefes, and you see, would it give tam if you had a mixture of those two ingredients? So says the Gemara, Masnisin, our Mishnah that holds that a gid anashe can be no sin tam at all, is Diloki Aitana, is against the following Tana. The Tanya, because the Brisa tells us, Rabbi Shimon ben Osher b'Yochanan ben Baruch HaOmer ain't begidim no sin tam, that a basic rule of gid is that a gid does not give tam into a tavshil that it's mixed in with, because it's yavish ke'et, the gid is dry and doesn't have any tam, so just take the gid out of the taroves, and whatever you cooked it with is automatically mutter. It didn't get any tam from the gid. Our Mishnah obviously is not assuming that way. Not assuming that ein begidim nosin tam. Says Gemara, who does al kamed Rabbi Chanina? Someone came to ask Rabbi Chanina shaila about a gid anasha that was nisarev in a tavshil, got cooked together with other things. Savi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina abava. Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina was sitting by the doorway of Rabbi Chanina's house, so he's watching the people coming in and asking the shaylas and coming out. So kinafak, when this fellow came out, so Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina, the way he was getting his shimush, I guess, was he was asking everyone, what shaylas did you ask, what answer did you get? So kinafak armalei, so Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina said to the fellow, my amalach, nu, what did Rabbi Chanina paskin for you on the shayla? Amalei, sharya ne'alei. He was matir it. He said it was okay. So amalei, Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina said, hadar aili lekamei. I'm sorry, you got to go back in and ask him again. He must have not understood your question. It can't be that he was matir it for you. So the guy goes right back in. Amar, man haide komitzari. So Rabbi Chanina says, why is he bothering me? Who's out there that doesn't leave me alone, that's giving me trouble? Zil emelei leman di yosef abava. Go tell the guy that's sitting by the doorway, ein begidim benosin tam, that the reason that this is mutter is because gira nasha doesn't give tam, so if you cook a gira nasha together with other things, it's going to be mutter. Kiyasul kamed Rabbi Ami, when they came to Rabbi Ami to ask him about a gira nasha that was cooked with other things, mishadu l'kamei to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chalav. He would send people to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chalav to mori bala teva, because he was one who used to pask in the heter, mishum to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, but v'leil Rabbi Ami himself didn't hold that way. But Rabbi Ami felt that there was nothing wrong, even though he didn't pass the name Begidim Nosin Tam. He thought, Yesh Begidim Nosin Tam. But why should he make a macha against those who who paskin like Rabbi Shimon Levi, and Adrabba, even if people come ask him, he doesn't have to paskin their shaylas. He could say, go to another qualified rabbi, go to another qualified posek, and he'll paskin the shayla, which is very interesting. When can you do that? When can't you do that? Meaning, when do you say, MSET, you know, I believe that I'm 100% correct. And therefore, if you do like the other Shita, I think you're making a terrible mistake if you do like the Shita that's Mekel. Over here, apparently, because they're both a major part of the tradition for a very long time, so you understand that Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, even in the world of Halacha. Maybe when it's now voted Shita, you wouldn't say that, but if it's something that's still subject to Machlokas, they say, I think one of Rosham Zalman, I think Dr. Abraham said, that they once had a shaila where a woman had a terribly ill fetus, but it wasn't a threat to the mother's life, but it was it wasn't a pikuach nefesh of the mother to carry the fetus, but it would have been a tremendous, tremendous tzar and tremendous difficulty for her. So Rosham Zalman held that abortion is ritzicha, that you can't do it. But Rosham Zalman told her to go to Rav Waldenberg to ask the shaila. Rav Waldenberg was known to be much more makil on abortion. He held it's not ritzicha. It's definitely, no one holds that it's mutter, that you're just allowed to abort babies. It's definitely usser. But the question is, what the isser is. So if the isser is an isser chavala, so then there's much more room to be makil in cases where there's tremendous trauma and tremendous tsar that would be caused by it. So that's stunning. You hold its ritzicha and you're going to say, oh, go to the rabbi that allows you to kill? So it's really difficult to understand when it is that you're allowed to do this, when not. Vilch sayin b'kidin b'nosin tam. And Allah is actually the kula that ain't b'kidin b'nosin tam. Now this whole story, the original story of Rabbi Chanina, that tell the guy that's standing at the doorway that ain't b'kidin b'nosin tam, what exactly is going on in that story? In the Sefer Klei Gola, it's quoted over here in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta, he says, Lechora, it's difficult to understand. Why does Rabbi Chanina say, Miwa Mitzairosi? But every time someone tries to correct you in Halacha, or they're unclear in Halacha, they're Mitzair you, they're causing you Tzar? Adraba, who's the one that's helping me out? And also, why does he emphasize that he's Omir al Hashar? So he says, based on Tosos Mesechas Gittin, that it's not normal for a Chacham to be Choser on his Hora'ah, on his Psak, unless someone else shows him why he thinks he's mistaken. Meaning, to just ask the same shayla over again to the chacham, it's unusual for a chacham to just change his psak. So that's what Rabbi Chanina is saying. If he's trying to get me, if he really wants to be mafresh this guy from the Isser, he should have come into me and had the conversation with me that he thinks I'm being matted out, which is Asr. So that's what you're supposed to do. And then, so that's why he emphasizes, he's Yoshev Abava, he's sitting by the doorway and he thinks that I'm going to change my psak. In general, if anyone has ever had experience with great poskim, something that's common to great poskim is that they don't easily change their mind. There's a certain confidence in that psak, and it takes rayos mukrachos in order to have them change their psak. In the Tshuvas Nodeh B'Yehuda in Yardeya Tinyana, it's important to realize most of Nodeh B'Yehuda Madura Tinyana was written by his son, or much of it, were Tshuvas from the son of the Mechaber. So the Marash Ben HaMechaber, the son of the Nodeh B'Yehuda, discusses a shaila about a certain type of fish that the Nodeh B'Yehuda was known to be makel with, and the Shoel over there says, yeah, I know your father wrote in his Tshuva that we could be makel on this fish, but he wrote a subsequent letter to be Machmir, he gave it to me to deliver to the original Shoel, and I lost it. But I'm telling you, your father was really Machmir in the end. So the son of the Nodeh B'Yehuda says that you have zero ne'amanus. It's a funny language because he keeps saying, Kvod ma'alaso, you know, you should be your sheker diber, and you should be shosek, and you should never talk, and you have no ne'amanus. Kvod ma'alaso, kvod ma'alaso. He keeps going back and forth and like speaking with honorifics, but at the same time saying that you have zero ne'amanus. And he says that in general, an adam gadol doesn't change the psak, and we have a chazaka that a person that covers ain't motzi mitachas yado davar sheinu masukan. And no, the Yehuda printed the tshuva to his dying day. He allowed the sefer to be sold with the tshuva that was making in it. So I'm gonna, I should believe that he changed his mind and he just didn't tell anyone except for you. So the Chaznish in his Kuntras on Shiurim quotes that Ben Hanod B'Yehuda, and he says that's why we should not be somech on the Sefer She'eris Yehuda, who says that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav changed his psak as far as shiurim of matzah and kazayis and things like that. And he says, you can't leave aside all the chachamim and do like a yachid al pi sipur maisa, based on the fact that someone claims that someone changed their mind. I mean, at a certain point, we have to trust whatever is whatever the evidence tells us. So changing a halacha is not changing a psak is not something that the chacham do easily. The other issue interesting over here is when it comes to ein begidin b'no sein tam, that in general is a fascinating issue. Minchas Chinuch writes, if a person that violates the Avera B'shogeg, it's Mischaper lo B'tshuva, like any other lav, that there's no chatos, that doesn't have chatos v'ashamos, and the tshuva alone is Mischaper. But if you violate B'mezid, then not so. However, Rav Zilberstein discusses, if you have an option of eating Gidon Nasha or Nevela, which one is worse? So he says, Ein Begidin B'no Sein Tam, so on the one hand, the Rambam writes in the fourth paragraph of Yisod HaTorah that if you're getting no pleasure from an Isser and you're doing it anyway, then that's a Chilul Hashem. That's a worse Isser than doing something you're getting Hanah from. On the other hand, Kivin Shanana, that in general, Masasik B'chalov V'arayos is Chayiv, because the Hana'a adds to the Isser. The Hana'a makes it a greater part of the Isser. So there's what to discuss about that as well. So let's stop there. We'll pick up at the bottom tomorrow. Good.